Pri Tzadik Parshas Tazria Mitzora Tavshinayin Hay. So these parshios that we're holding by are very dark parshios. Sfarim say that you're learning about all sorts of death, and you're learning about Tumah, and you're learning about all sorts of suffering. Last week we spoke about Vayidom Aaron, how Aaron was willing to be silent in the face of a very great difficulty, and he could have had tainas against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but he chose not to make those tainas against Hashem. So today's shir is a little bit, in somewhat of a way, it's a hemshech of last week's shir. Again, these parshas lend themselves to dark topics, which have a lot of light on the inside. So we'll begin in Osir Aleph, Pri Tzadik, in Parshas Tazria, Uva Medrash Rabba, on the right hand side. Uva Medrash Rabba, Mashal L'Matrona V'Chulu. The Medrash tells the story of a princess, of a noblewoman, walks into the palace, and she sees all of the servants working so diligently for the king, and she's nervous. She says, am I expected to do the same type of work? To clean the toilets, to take out the garbage? Amar la melech, al tisyari, eilu la'avadnu u'shvachos, aval at lecho v'lishtos l'smalach. They're invited into the palace. Why? In order to do all sorts of difficult and embarrassing and degrading work. But you're being invited in to eat and to drink and to rejoice. Kach, kevin sheshama Yisrael parshas negam nisyar. When Klal Yisrael heard the details, those we were on Sunday, we spoke about, Tzeras, right? The details, Perek Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Dalet, the end of Tazria, the beginning of Mitzora, all sorts of details about Tzeras and the bodily afflictions, which are really spiritual afflictions, as we learned on Sunday. Amar lahem Moshe, they got nervous. Klal Yisrael got nervous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out to get us. Hashem is trying to harm us, to destroy us. Amar lahem Moshe, al tisyaru, eilu la'akum. These punishments are for who? For the umas ha'olam. Aval atem lecho v'lishtos v'lismalach. Hashem says, but by you, it's going to be a party all the time. You're invited to be a part of my world, to eat, to drink, to rejoice. Says of Tzadok, that's not true. It's not true. It's always a party by Klal Yisrael. I don't think there's anyone who's been more persecuted in the history of mankind than the Jewish people. What's the pshat? Bitzarech lahavim. First of all, says Rav Tzadok on a halachic level. Ha-parshas negam li-Yisrael nemar dafka. Parshas negam is dafka for Klal Yisrael. Only Jews get tumas tzaras. Ve'ad rabba, akum enim etam b'negam, like it says in Bereish Perek Yavov negam. The Mishnayos are clear. Tumas tzaras is only relevant to the Jewish people. So what do you mean? The Jews are nervous about Tzaras. Moshe says, no, it's for the Umas Ha'olam, don't worry about it. By you, it's going to be a simcha all the time. Furthermore, Gama Pasuk Shehevi, the Pasuk that the Medrash cites, Tehillim Lamed Beis, Rabim Machovim Lo Rasha, there will be many sources of suffering for the Rasha, Mashma Afal Yisrael. That's also, that Pasuk, the Pashas is referring to a Jew. Umisha over Afal Mitzvah Rabbanan Gamke Nikra Rasha. Like the Pasuk says, like the Gemara says in Yavamas and Daf Chaf, that a Jew who violates even a small thing is called a Rasha. So when it says, Rabbi Machovim Lo Rasha, the Pasha says that all of the suffering being described, the fear that this noble woman had, the fear of Klal Yisrael, is entirely accurate. That we're going to suffer terribly. Ach b'zeh yishlomar, you could say, you might want to respond, De Rasha hainu akum, di b'yisrael ba'amich kulam tzadikim. You might say, Yeshaya the Navi tells us that by the Jewish people we're all tzadikim. So even though in theory a Jew does a veros, it's called a Rasha, but there's a notion, an aspect of Klal Yisrael ba'amich kulam tzadikim. Ach akarchak hevi emedrish rabbah. But the Medrash quickly dispels that notion because it says right afterwards, Sherevi Kara al Atzor, Yehuda Nasi said about himself, Rabbi Machovim LaRasha. When he made a mistake, he said, this pasuk's about me. So to dismiss Negayim and all of Jewish suffering as being something that's not a Metzias, Rav Tzadok says it's simply not true. Va'inyan hu dichsif. Rabosai, here's the answer. Ready for this? Here's the answer in the pasuk in Bishalach. Vayomer, im shamoa tishma. If you listen to Hashem, the pasuk goes on, vayashar ve'inav tasa, you do whatever is right in Hashem's eyes, and you act like a great Jew. What's the reward? Kol ha'machal asher santi mitzrayim lo asim alecha, ki ani Hashem rofecha. Chodesh iyar. Rashi Tevos, ani Hashem rofecha. Aleph yud yud resh, ani Hashem rofecha. That's this pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're a great Jew, then all of the terrible things I did to Mitzrayim, I won't do to you. If I'm a great Jew, so you're going to promise not to what? Not to kill me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the reward? That you're not going to afflict me with 10 makos? Mitzarech lahavim. V'chizeu schar im shamoa v'gomer, v'hayashar v'gomer, v'shamarta v'gomer. If I do everything right, my promise is what? Shalo asim alecha, kol ha'machala, asher santi Mitzrayim? Or both, I didn't get my makomos. Just raise your hand. We'll get you one. Yeah? So this is the promise? A person who keeps Torah and mitzvahs, Hashem says, if you're yashar, if you guard the Torah and the mitzvahs, so I won't treat you like I treat the Egyptians. Shkoyach Rabban Hashem, that's your best offer. Gam Kushias and Gemara. The Gemara itself asks a very simple question in Sanhedrin on this pasuk. What does the pasuk say? I won't bring these terrible afflictions upon you. I won't do to you what I did to Mitzrayim. Why? Ki ani Hashem rofecha. Because I'm an expert doctor. Oh, so you're saying you are going to bring them upon me. Maybe you're offering to heal me. But you're telling me I'm going to suffer. Well, me'acher shalosam, asks the Gemara in the bottom line. Tzadok's quoting Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph. If you're not going to bring the punishments upon me, so then refuah lama. So why do you conclude the pasuk ki ani Hashem rofecha? Yeah, you hear Tzadok's question? Strong question. Top of the second column. Va'inyan hu al derech ma shedarshu b'medrash. Shivartem nasa yizharu b'nishma. We said originally nasa v'nishma. We made some very terrible mistakes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you ruined that realm of nasa, at least stay strong in nishma. B'mitzias, you didn't do a great job. But in theory, you could still be a good Jew. V'hainu she'acheshek l'shmo'a divrei Torah. You messed up in the realm of nasa, in the realm of asiya, but in the realm of shmia, what you desire to hear and to do, it's still possible for you to hang on to the madrig. What does that mean? V'zeu im shamoa tishma. V'ha'azanta l'mitzvosav. If you tune your ear into the mitzvos, what does that mean? She'alko panam yalem cheshek lios tov afshe t'kalkulu b'maisa b'polel. Even though you messed up. You did mess up. You had goals for yourself, and you failed. Klal Yisrael had goals on Har Sinai, and they ruined it. Chayda Egel. Mikol makom hivtiach lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you still at least desire goodness, what does that mean? Of course you're going to be punished for the bad things you did. You're not going to walk around this world and say, less din, less dayan. There's nothing to be held accountable for. Of course you're going to be punished, Hashem says. But if your ear still knows how to listen like a yid, even if you messed up in the realm of ma'isa, you'll realize that the punishments I'm bringing upon you is not because I hate you. It's because I believe in you and I want you to be a better Jew. That the machla shersanti mitzrayim lo asim alecha shesham b'mitzrayim hayu amakos lam rak la'onesh. Mitzrayim was being punished because Hashem did hate Mitzrayim. And Hashem was disgusted by Mitzrayim. And Hashem sought to destroy Mitzrayim. Shenikra nega. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought negaim, tzara'as, upon Mitzrayim. Right? A nega means a spiritual affliction like we saw on Sunday from Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch. K'mo shenemar od nega echad avi. Parshas Bo says, Hashem says, I'm going to bring another nega. Which means that the afflictions of the Makos were heavenly afflictions with the purpose of what? Of destroying. Shamaka hayi b'shoresh v'hayi nikra nega. That the Maka was, what you see is what you get. There's no secret blessing in disguise. It's not Hashem reaching out to you, calling out to you. It's Hashem punishing the Egyptians, pshuto k'mashmo, to destroy them. V'af dichsiv nagof v'rafo. And even though the pasuk says in Yeshayah, you attest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was striking and healing, which almost makes it sound like Hashem would strike and heal the Egyptians. How do Chazal and Zohar Kaddish understand it? Hu nagof l'mitzrayim v'rafo l'Yisrael, k'mo shekasev b'Zohar Kaddish chelek beis. For every time the Mitzrayim were hurting, the Jews, through the same makos, were healing. With each affliction of the mitzvah, the Jews came a little bit out of the tumah, out of the dirt, and they entered into another midah of kedusha. But the Egyptians suffered simply for the sake of suffering. It was a punishment, and that was all. So now we understand the answer. Of course Jews are going to suffer. Of course Jews are going to have machlas, all sorts of terrible afflictions. But guess what? Never for a second believe that the machla that you're going through is stama machla like the rest of the world. The machla that a Jew suffers with is not at all comparable. It's not an onesh. It's a wake-up call. It's an opportunity to do better. It's payment for your averos so that you can have a better portion of Olam Haba. It's a bracha in disguise. And that's what it means, that the makos I place upon you, ki'ani Hashem rofecha, where it's underlined, she'af she'lefam imtzarech levo l'maka k'negoy, yerak derech refuah, she'mizbeach kapara. If Hashem hurts you, it's only because He feels that there's an obligation to perform surgery on you. You're ill. You go to the doctor, He cuts you open, but He's removing a tumor in your body. He's helping you. K'mo she'amru mizbeach kapara havi. Like the Gemara in Brachos says, that tzaras, that negoyim, are mizbeach kapara. V'zeh she'kosev lo asim alecha. Shashem Yisbarach Eino Sholeach Yisrael Rak Yisurim Shal Ava. K'mo Kol HaGolios. Everything that we experience throughout all of our exiles, all Jewish suffering is a bracha in disguise. Sheim Rak, it's an expression of Mishlei Yud Gimel, Va'o'avo Shicharu Musar. That the one who Kodesh Baruch Hu loves, he sometimes afflicts. Kumo Shedarshu Medrash Rabbah, Agolas Mitzrayim, Avshahaya Avodas Perach V'Yisurim Koshim, the Kol She'inu Yisurim Shal'ava, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Maskir Shumalara. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the essence of all that is good in this world. Hashem will not attach His name to anything that's negative. As Chazal say in the Medrash, V'lachoshech chara elokim layla in ksiv kan, elo v'lachoshech chara layla. Even the thought of darkness, Hashem says, I don't want to attach myself to. What do you mean, Hashem, you're always osek in dark things? But the answer is no, it's kula hor on the inside. On the outside, it looks like one thing. But there's a mamish, a tremendous, tremendous bracha in disguise. In Parshas Metzora, it's a double parsha, we learn about different types of tzaras. In Tazria, we learn about Nigei Adam, we learn about Nigei Begadim. In Metzora, after it goes through the Tara process, the beginning part of Perek Yudalid, it talks about Nigei Batim. What happens when you find tzaras in your home? So in the writings of the son of the Bnei Yisrael, the Tzemach David of Dinov, the Dinover, of David of Dinov, the son of the Bnei Yisrael, he writes a beautiful, beautiful piece. I don't usually like to repeat sources, but this is one that I think we shared maybe last year, but it's Kedai, the Chavar was here, you'll see if you remember it. But you can't come to Parshat Metzora and talk in this piece in Pritzadik and not quote this piece from the Tzemach David, because it's just so beautiful. Look what he writes. Kisavo al ha'aretz, you're going to come to the land, v'nasati nega tzaras, v'higil la'kohen le'mor, kenega nira liba bayis. You come to the Kohen assesses your home, and you think, kenega, it seems to be, that what? That there's tzaras in my home. It seems to be. It's clear as day if you know what tzaras looks like, that there's tzaras in your home. Perish Rashi. Afilu tamil chachamu baki behilchos negam. Lo yomar nega nirali, rak kinega nirali. Person should always have the attitude of what? It seems to me like an affliction. I'm not positive. Even if he's a tamil chacham, we should have a little humility. And there are many great, meaningful lessons we can take from this Rashi. Says the Tzemach David. We're learning Ksubis this year. And we learned earlier in the year, we learned of Shimon Shkaps Yisod in Tzveikos, right? That even Tzveikos are Vada. Because the Torah is the Torah's MS, and everything that the Torah has to say is Vada. V'yesh ledakti. So says the Tzemach David. Halo Torah Seinu HaKadosh Yi Torah's MS. Our Torah is the Torah of truth. And therefore, if you know something, so say that you know it. Why do you have to pretend? Kin nega? I'm not sure. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. V'kevet sheyodea MS, shehu nega, lamalo yomar nega. Why don't you just say what it is? Why do you have to have this fake humility? Rashi, of course, brings the famous medrash that what would happen? A person, when asati negat saras, asati is a lashon matanas, says Rashi. Because when a Jew would crack open the walls of his home, he would find treasures that had been hidden away by the Amoraim before they left. Right? The people who were living in Canaan. They left all sorts of treasures, they hid in the walls, hoping to one day return to retrieve them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite kindness, placed this strange saras on the wall, this nega on the bias, and you crack open the wall, and all of a sudden you find the treasure inside. So therefore, what you thought was actually a nega, what originally appeared to be a terrible source of suffering, something that's going to cause you to dismantle your entire home, in fact is a tremendous bracha. It says the Tzemach David, two lines from the bottom, from the right-hand column, uvedanicha shelakach lo yomar nega nir alim habayis, ki nega more al din chas v'shalom, lakach yomar kin nega. You should only say it seems like a nega. Why? Shebe'emesu chasadim. Because every bit of tzar you're going to have in your life, when you crack it open, when you get down to the shoresh, again, like Rav Tzadok said, the shoresh of the makos for the Egyptian was an onesh. But the shoresh of suffering by a Jew is a mizbeach hapara, is only to make you a healthier person, a better spiritually connected Jew. And he writes in the last paragraph, "Uvezeh yivuah, kavadas hamesorah." This explains why, when you look throughout Tanakh, this expression of nir'ali, appears only twice in Tanakh. It's in this pasuk, "Kenega nir'ali babayis," and it's in Yirmiyahu in Perek Lamed Aleph, "Mirachok Hashem nir'ali." What's the link between these two nir'alis? The nir'ali by Kenega of Tzaras, and the nir'ali Meirachok Hashem nir'ali, from a distance Hashem appeared to me. It's Pasha. Perish. Sharamaz lanu bal mesora. Lamaksiv kinega. Why doesn't it just say nega? Lize amar ki be'emes Meirachok. Mimasha niru b'chinas rachok. What seems initially like Hashem distancing you. Shendote tzabayas, Hashem's asking you to dismantle the beautiful home that you have. Be'emes Hashem nir'ali. Meirachok Hashem nir'ali. It's one and the same. It's that idea that when Hashem feels presents himself superficially, initially, as being far away, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of just bringing you close. I saw once in a sefer, when Yaakov Avinu is on his deathbed, and he turns to his sons and he says, come, I want to tell you what's going to be by the end of days. Asher Yikra Eschem Ba'ach V'Sayam. So I once saw in a sefer Drush, it says, Yikra is spelled Yud Kuf Resh Aleph. You would expect, if it's saying, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen at the end of days, probably the more typical spelling would have been Kuf Resh Hey. Right? Lashon of Mikra. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, what's going to unfold. Why is it a Lashon of Kriya with an Aleph? So I saw once in a sefer that the Pshat is because sometimes, right, what's going to happen, the tragedies that are going to unfold over the course of time, it's a Kriya, it's Hashem calling out to you. It's not Hashem pushing you away. It's Merachok Hashem Nirali. It's from a distance HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to me. There's only two Niralis in all of Tanakh. Merachok Hashem Nirali and Kanega Nirali Babayis. V'yadua ki Shem Shakai, hu Shem HaTzimtzum. Hashem's name of Shakai is Hashem's name of what? Of retracting himself, of Tzimtzum. Sha'amar la'olam odai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to reveal myself too much. V'chol b'china Tzimtzum. And any contraction, right, or constriction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who bechinas din, is an expression of din. Hashem says, I don't want you to see me too much. So points out that Tzemach David, rachok is gematria shakai. May rachok, from a place of rachok, from a place of tzimtzum, from a place of din, Hashem nirali, Hashem yud kei vav kei appears to me. That sometimes, through the greatest superficial suffering, is the greatest love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Havaya nirali, good kevavke appeared to me. Sha'achar kach nizgala shu chasadim v'china shem havaya baruch hu. And that's what Tzaras is all about. It's a tragedy that we don't have Tzaras anymore. Because Tzaras was a wake-up call to a person to be mechazik himself. The Chafetz Chaim in the Shmiras HaLashon, in the Shara Zechira in Perek Vav, page 3 and 4, he asks, so many people speak Lashon Hara today, so why don't we get Tzaras anymore? And he answers as follows. He quotes in the Nachal Kedum in the second paragraph, Diadua. Dechol Masha Kodesh Baruch Hu Manishes Ha'adam Hakol Hu L'Tovaso. There is no concept of a Kodesh Baruch Hu who loves us so much, afflicting us in a purposeless fashion. There's always meaning to it. If you're going through a tough time, there's a reason. There's something good that can come from it. And you have to just ask yourself, why am I going through this suffering? Is Hashem helping me reach new madrigas? Is a Kodesh Baruch Hu helping me to gain atonement for my sins? What? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting me in this difficult situation? He loves me. The Chafetz Chaim writes elsewhere in Shmiras HaLashon. I really should have showed you this Lashon inside because it's an unbelievable nusach from the Chafetz Chaim. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a person more than he loves himself. Now we know how obsessed with ourselves we are. V'haftal l'recha kamocha. Halavai says the Torah, you should love someone else the way you love yourself, because no one loves you as much as you love you. And the Chafetz Chaim says, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you more than you love yourself. Which means if you always want to have good times, Hashem says, no, it's better to suffer a little bit now and have much better times for eternity than to do it your way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a greater love for you than you have for yourself, a greater cheshbon of what's good for you than what you think is good for yourself. So says the Chafetz Chaim, why does a person get tzaras? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a punishment to a person to help him, that it should be good for him. Kedei she'inaka mi'avonosav. Well, the Fam Kadeshi Yasa Tshuva, to cleanse him of his sins, to bring him to Tshuva, that he should be a better person. Turn the page, top of page 4, says the Chafetz Chaim, V'haya To'eles Gadol Mizeh Onesh, and there is great gain to be had from this suffering. And he goes through and he explains how each step of the punishment of the Mitzora is so meaningful. But concludes the Chafetz Chaim, where it's underlined towards the bottom of the page. However, Bizman Azeh, we don't have Tzaras. You know why? Says the Chafetz Chaim, Hine kol zeh haye bezman shehaye hamikdash kayem. Ma she'ein kein ata bavanosinu harabim. She'ein lanu lo mikdash lo karbanos lo kohen mitar. Im haye HaKadosh Baruch Hu meyas hanagam al gufo. If Hashem would afflict us today, haye nishar b'tumasa la'ad, you'd be stuck in that state of tzaras. V'lo haye efshar lo linakos mizeh. You couldn't get out of it. And therefore Hashem says, I'm not going to punish you in a way that's not meaningful. I'm not going to punish you in a way that just breaks you. I'm only going to punish you if something good can come from it. I'm only going to be metame you if I can be metare you. But we learn a tremendous yesod, again, related to this week's parsha, when it comes to schar and onesh in general. Anytime a Jew is going through a difficult situation, it's not because Hashem hates you. It's not because Hashem wants to break you down. It's dafka the opposite. Hashem wants to build you up. And He's giving you a difficulty in order to cleanse yourself and to return to Him in tshuva. Probably the most difficult psukim in the entirety of the Torah are the words of the Tochacha. Where do we find the Tocha? Which Parshas do we find the Tocha in? We find the Tocha in Parshas Bechukosai, and we find the Tocha in Parshas Kisavo. Which one ends on a more positive note? Bechukosai. Bechukosai actually, right? V'nahafuchu. It talks about all the good things that happen to a person who does mitzvos and serves Hashem. It ends totally on a positive note. How about the Nachama? How about the Tochacha of Parshas Kisavo? How does it end? It ends, you're going to be sold as a slave to your enemies, and they're not even going to buy you because you're such a worthless piece of garbage. That's how it ends. That's how Kisavo ends. 60 some psukim, right? And that's how it ends. That Hashem's going to send, right? We learned that pasuk. We spoke about Hashem sending us, not going this or going back to Mitzrayim. Yeah? That's one of the places, and Kisavo is one of the places, one of the three places in the Torah where it says you can't go back to Mitzrayim. It says Hashem's going to send you back on boats, the way to the place I told you you cannot go back on your own, and they're going to try to sell you as slaves, and no one's going to want to buy you. Very, very broken thing. So the Radbaz, Rabbi David ben Zimra, in his Shalos and Chuvos of the Radbaz, Chelek based, Chuvah 769, on page 5 and 6, was asked, why is there no positive message at the end of the Tocha and Kisavo? Why doesn't the Tochan Kisavo end the way the one Bichukosai ends? With a message of hope. With a message of potential for change. You don't have to live a life of Tocha. You can be better. Why does Kisavo just end in such a broken, broken way? Is Hashem just trying to destroy us? Is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? Sha'alta mimeni, on page 5. Sha'alta mimeni. Lama lo nichtavta nechama. That's our question. Why is there no nechama in the curses of Vahaya Kisavo and Parshas Kisavo, like you have at the end of the curses in Parshas Bechukosai? So he quotes a Zohar, where the Zohar takes one of the negative psukim in Kisavo and tries to reinterpret it in a positive way. There's a whole sefer from the previous Skolei Rebbe, Zecher Tzadeh V'Kadosh Levracha, called Birchas Yishurin, where he goes through every pasuk of the Tocha in Bechukosai and Kisavo, and he explains how the pasuk could be understood in a positive way. It's a remarkable sefer. But then the Radbaz says, I'll give you a better answer. I'll give you a different answer. You don't have to turn the psukim inside out and darshan them up, which is very important. The Pnimius HaTorah, to be able to take a pasuk of Klala and to learn it, to put a comma here or there, or to understand the phrase differently, to turn it into a bracha, is a big inyan. But says the Radbaz, I'll tell you pashut. You know why you don't need a nechama at the end? Because if your eyes are open, the nechama is there every single step of the way. Says the Radbaz, Umash Nir Ali, turn the page. Umash Nir Ali, top of page 6. You don't need a nechama in Parshas Kisavo. What do you mean? After 68 or 69 psukim of horrible curses, I can't have one pasuk that says, but Hashem still loves you. It says the Radbaz, you don't need it. Why? It's amazing. You'll go back. You'll look at the Tocha and Kisavo. You would expect it to be filled with which name of Hashem? Elkim. And yet 26 times, Hashem's name of Rachman, Yudkei Vavkei, Gematria 26 itself, appears throughout the Tocha. Every step of the way, Hashem says, I'm with you. In a loving way. And I'm breaking you down to make you a better Jew. Ve'ein lacha nechama gedol misu. And there's no better nechama than that. Simply to know that Yudkei Vavkei accompanies you. To come to the realization, like we come to on Yom Kippur, that Hashem Hu Elokim, it's one and the same. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it's one thing. It's mamish one thing. It's not two different gods. And when I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's harming me, it's not the Egyptians, and it's not the Nazis in Achshavam, and it's not the Palestinians, or it's not those Rasham in Iran. When I know that anything that's going to happen to me, any struggle that I have, is really from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then all of a sudden the struggle disappears. My brother shared with me a beautiful Ber Mayim Chayim. Rav David shared, it was in the shir that he gave a little while back, I don't remember what shir it was, but I never heard this piece before. I was so excited, I called him and I thanked him. The Baal Shem Tov is cited by the Ber Mayim Chayim. Chaim Chernovitzer, in Parshas Bereishis, in a few places. I think it's most clear in the piece that I gave you. He says, B'shem the Baal Shem Tov, Zecher Tzad V'Kadosh L'Vrach, you can see Baal Shem Tov's name is bolded on the right-hand side. Baal Shem Tov explained on the pasuk, Ki hinei oyvecha Hashem, Ki hinei oyvecha yovedu. Klomar. Baal Shem Tov said, Kasher yasim ha'adam elibo asher kol oyvav shehu hayitzahara, V'chol kitos haram, Eina el Hashem, Ki hinei oyvecha Hashem, You hear how he's reading the pasuk? Hear the Baal Shem Tov read the pasuk? Kinei oivecha Hashem. Hashem is your enemy. What does that mean? Hashem's trying to get you? Hashem's trying to harm you? No. That means stop for a second. Your loving father is the one who's afflicting you. And understand what that means. Kinei oivecha Hashem. And what happens when a Jew understands that what appears to be an oyev, that the Yetzer Hara he's struggling with, that the bodily illness that he's going through, that the anti-Semitism that he faces, is all from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What happens a moment later? When you recognize that Hashem is the enemy, it's not an oyev anymore. Then that enemy disappears. And it's a different cheshbon entirely. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here to help you. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo va'atzmo, he writes, shenislav ishbol l'nasoso. Hashem is testing you. Hashem wants to show you how great you can be. Az tekav yovdu v'yikanu kulam. Kinei oivecha Hashem. But it takes a big person to see the world this way. It takes a big person to recognize that Hashem hu Elokim. It takes a big person. That's why we chazer it over every single day. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's all one thing. That Avaya and Elokus, right, the Midas HaDin and the Midas HaRachamim, are the Midas HaChesed are interwoven in the deepest of ways. If you remember when we had the shiur about matzah, so we tell that story about the Sar Shalom of Bells, how he went around, and the matzah umar, mechutanim zebazeh. So I told you that's from a Haggadah written by Belzer Chassid, who lost his life in the Holocaust. He died at a young age in a work camp. And he wrote this remarkable, this handwritten, beautiful, beautiful Haggadah. The Haggadah is called Haggadah Shal Pesach, Beis Avram, Beis Aaron. The Chassid's name was Avram Aaron Friedman. Hashem Yukom Damo. He's killed at the hands of the Nazis. And I'll remind you that the Shvilei Pinchas, or Pinchas Friedman, whose farm are really taking over the world today, is a descendant, is a relative of this of Avram Aaron Friedman. It's a commentary that contains eight different commentaries. The Haggadah has eight different commentaries woven together in Pshat, in Remez, in Drash, in Sod. It's an amazing Haggadah. But he writes over there on page 60, it's on page 8 in front of us, in the commentary that he called the Pe'er Aaron, where he offers different Ramazim, he writes an amazing thing. When the Jews were in Mitzrayim, they cried out to Hashem. So who responded? Did Hashem respond, or did Elohim respond? The truth is, you look at the Pesukim, and sometimes it looks like Hashem's responding, sometimes it looks like Elohim is responding. He writes on the right-hand side, Vayishma Hashem eskolenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, right? Yudkei Vavkei, heard their voice. But it also says, Vayishma Elohim esnakasa. So what was it? Was it Hashem? Was it Elohim? And what's the relationship between the two? Remez, he says, it comes to hint, Ki Hashem hu Elohim. It's one and the same. And look at this amazing remez that he brings. I'll never forget this. As long as you take notes. Had to get it in somewhere. Yeah? Yashkoyach to those who have taken upon themselves to take better notes. I give you a gross yashkoyach. Look at this remez he brings. It's beautiful. How do you know that Hashem hu Elohim? How do you know there's this awesome link between Shem Havaya and the Shem Elohim? Uve'inin hadavar yeshlomer dinei Havaya begematria chavav. Yeah, Yurke Vavke is Gematria 26. Umiluo Kazeh. If you spell out the letters Chaf Vav, you see, everyone see where I am? You spell out the letters Chaf Vav. What are the inner letters of Chaf Vav in Miloy? You got a Pei and you got a Vav. Gematria 86, Gematria Elohim. So when you spell out Chaf Vav 26, the Gematria of Hashem's name, the inner letters produce Elohim. When you take Hashem's name Elohim, which is Gematria Pei Vav, and you spell out the letters Pei Vav, what do the inner letters produce? It produces the Gematria Yud Kei Vav Kei. So look at the link between Hashem Hu Elohim. V'im Kein Yishlomar, and that's what it means when it says two times Hashem Hu Elohim, Hashem Hu Elohim. That if you take Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei 26 and you expand it, you get Elohim. And if you take Elohim and you expand it, you get Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's all mamish one thing. And that's what Klal Yisrael learned in Mitzrayim. And that's why the Torah can tell us, Vayishma Hashem es kolenu, Vayishma Elohim es nakasam. Because Klal Yisrael, we're coming to the realization that Hashem didn't put us in Mitzrayim because He hates us. Hashem put us in Mitzrayim because He wanted us to be bigger people, to be more thoughtful Jews, to be worthy of being mekabel the Torah. The stipler has a vard, it's brought in the Sefer Pinim Mishulchan Gavoah, in Parshas Ve'era. At the end of Parshas Shemos, even Moshe Rabbeinu was giving up. And the Parshas Shemos, Moshe Rabbeinu was frustrated, and things seemed to be getting worse. And ever since he came to Paro, Paro's making the labor even more painful and more intensive, and Klal Yisrael's being crushed. And Moshe said, what's going to be? And Hashem says, just wait. Look what's about to happen. But the Stipler in his writings, in the Krayin of the Igrisa, his letters, quoted here again in the Pnina Mishulchan Gavala, Parshas Va'era, he says, how does it begin? How does Va'era begin? Vayedaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. It's Parshas right there. How did, right? We have to ask, how did we miss it all these years? What was Hashem saying to Moshe? Says the Stipler, Shem Elokim Mor Al Din, V'ilushem Hashem al rachamim ki yadua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'bazeh l'hashiv l'Moshe. Moshe, man, you're complaining to me. Things are just getting worse and worse. Where's the love that you promised us? Where's the care that you promised us? Where's the response that you promised us? We've been crying to you, we've been davening to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yedaber Elokim ha-Moshe Elokim. You think I'm Elokim? V'yom ba'elav ani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Klomar, gam adinim v'yesurim hinam rachim gemurim. You think I'm out to get you? Don't you realize that the Elohim and Ani Hashem is one and the same? I'm putting you in Mitzrayim, the Korah Barzel, so you can learn how to be an Ever. So you can live a life of Avdus Hashem. So you can get a huge portion in the world to come. Hashem says, it's kulo l'tovascha. It's all for your good. But you just have to learn how to see it that way. And sometimes we get so frustrated, we get so upset. Why is Hashem bringing these saras to me? Remind yourself, it's nago for afa. It's an affliction that comes to heal. And it's never an onesh and it's shomesh. I think a big part of what we're discussing today is nisyonos in general. What is a nisyon? Why do we have nisyonos? Why do we have nisyonos? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu test us? What's He trying to do? If He loves us so much, so leave us alone. Why do He have to always bother us and put us in all sorts of challenging situations? So of course, many of us are familiar with the famous words of the Ramban on page 10 and 11. The Ramban in Parshas Vayera, when Abram is undergoing his 10 tests, the Ramban gives us a definition from a Rishon, from one of the great Rishon, from the Kobol, the Heiliger Ramban. He tells us, what is a Nisayon? What does the word even mean? What does it mean? Ve'alukim Nisos Abram. Inyan ha-Nisayon hu ledati. If you want to know what a Nisayon is, says the Ramban, I'll explain it to you what I think it is. Bavur hayos maisa adam reshus mechletes v'yadet. Man has the ability to choose to do whatever he wants. You have the choice. That's one of the basic premises of our existence, that man has free will. V'im yirtze yase, v'im lo yirtze lo yase. He does whatever he wants. If he wants to do good, if he doesn't, also fine. Hashem's not going to stop you. Yikare nisayon mitzad ha-menusa. Who's being tested? What's a nisayon? A nisayon, Hashem is testing you out, what, as if Hashem doesn't know what you're going to do? Okay, so obviously that touches on Bechira and Hashem being all-knowing. But the Nisayon is Mitzad HaMenusa. The Nisayon is for you, for the one being tested. What? I don't want to be tested. Right? We daven Hashem, don't bring me Lidei Nisayon. So why are you bringing me to Nisayon so many times? Aval HaMenaseh Yisbarach Yitzav Bo Lahotzi Adavar Minakoach HaLapal. Hashem says, I know the Metzias of who you are, but you don't know how great you can be. So I want to challenge you. I want you to start working out. I want you to take on new challenges and overcome all sorts of difficulties and reach new heights. Liyos lo schar maise tov. Look what he writes here. That you should have schar for good actions. Lo schar leiv tov ovad. Not to be a theoretically good Jew. Right? Not to be a Jew who could control his Yetzirah. To become a Jew who does control his Yetzirah. And Hashem says, I'm going to keep throwing the Yetzirah in your face until you learn how to deal with him and gain control over him. Vida. Now, for whatever reason, this edition of the Ramban was missing a few words, so I had to pencil it. I know it's hard to read. Vida ki Hashem tzadik yivchan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests someone who he believes in. The Pasuk in Tehillim says Hashem tests the tzadik. Kishu yodeya v'tzadik, turn the page. But Hashem knows that the tzadik, sheyase ritzono v'chafetz latzadiko. Hashem says, I want you to become. Of course, there's a theoretical va'amech chulam tzadikim. Like Yeshaya Nabi told us in Parak Sam. But Hashem says, I don't want you to be a theoretical tzaddik. I want you to be a Jew who went to battle and won and brought back spoils of war. Yitzavo oso b'nisayon v'lo yivchan asar Hashem. But Hashem says, I'm not interested in testing a Rasha. Asher lo yishmu. Hashem says, I'm not going to give you tzaras if you can't get out of it, like the Chafetz Chaim said. I'm not going to put you in a situation that you can't overcome. V'nein kol ha-nisyonos shebetorah l'tovo samanusa. And every nisayon that you encounter in the Torah is simply to help that person being tested become a better person. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you an Nisayon, the cloud that the Ramban is establishing for us, if Hashem gives you an Nisayon, by definition it's because He trusts you and you can overcome it. Hashem tests the Tzaddik. Hashem doesn't bother with the Rasha. He's going to fail. There's no point. Hashem will test you dafka because He believes in you. And if He puts you in a situation of Nisayon, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes 100% that it's possible for you to overcome. In the Rayanos Ledrush, by Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern, on page 12, he brings a beautiful, beautiful proof of this idea. He doesn't quote the Ramban, but he explains how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a test that you can pass, and if a person fails the test, something's off, something's missing. Look at this proof that he brings. It's really amazing. He writes by the first arrow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen koch lahachzik yisur. Dover mavhil huva beramach. He quotes the Ramach, Moshe Cordovero. Shematzino etzel Sarah. What happened with Sarah? Think about it. Ramban just told us if Hashem gives you an Nisayon, by definition, you could survive, you could pass, you could overcome. And yet Sarah sees an image of a Kedas Yitzchak, and part of Nishma, so she dies. Now I know in some of the Svarim of Pnimius HaTorah it says she died a holy death. She was so proud of her son that her Neshama just ascended to the highest heavens. But the Pasht just says Sarah was overwhelmed by what she saw and she died. Isn't that an Nisayon that she physically can't handle? Look what the Ramach writes here. And it's a big cloud on understanding in Nisayon. He writes, Shemetzino etzel Sarah, Sha'amr la satan kim'at v'nishchat parcha nishmasa. Right? Kim'at v'nishchat bach, or bacha, parcha nishmasa. What happened? She saw that Yitzchak was nearly slaughtered, and her soul flew out of her body. Ubir l'chein parcha nishmasa, ki zeh haya kim'at, d'haynu sheba'emes lo nishchat. Meaning what? Sarah was confused about the Metzias. Something was off here. The something was tricking her. If the Metzias was that Yitzchak was supposed to die, and Sarah had to see that, Sarah would have been able to handle it the same way that Avram was able to actually bring the knife upon his own son's neck. She would have had the strength. What happened here? Sarah was confused about what actually happened. Sarah was under the impression that he died when in reality he wasn't going to die. And therefore she was facing something that wasn't real. It was confusing to her. Had he actually been slaughtered, as painful as that would have been, Sarah would have had the tools to withstand such a thing. It was the confusion. It was the confusion of the satan that caused her to die. Not simply the fact that it was an Nisayon that couldn't be overcome. Because when Hashem brings an affliction, He gives you the strength to withstand it. But when Sarah was not actually understanding the reality of the case, she was seeing a dimyon. And a dimyon is a whole confusing world. And that's why she couldn't overcome the struggle. Isn't that amazing? That means as long as you understand your Nisayon properly, you understand the very nature of it, what's really happening, you will vada have the strength to overcome. If you get confused by it, if you don't understand what it's about, then there's a chance you will be overwhelmed by it, that the Yitzhar will get the better of you. But if you understand with clarity what you're going through, if you understand Hashem, that Hashem is the one, Hashem Hu Elokim, that Havaya and Elokim are interwoven, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, vada you'll have the strength. And he quotes by the second arrow, a few lines down, in the third line, Kfar Amar Harav Baruch Mimezhbush. Baruch Gozer Makayim. We say every morning in Baruch Sha'amar, Hashem is a Baruch, right? Blessed is the one who's Gozer Makayim. Hashem, you make Gezeras and you keep them. That's the Pashas. Says Rav Baruch of Mezhbush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Aval Nosen Gam Koch Liskayim. Gozer Makayim is going on the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a Gezerah Umakayim. He gives you the ability to still be standing at the end of the Gezerah. You hear? It's not just Hashem fulfills His decrees. He's Gozer and Mekayim, the person. He gives you the strength. Hashem gives Shalak Hatzomer. Hashem gives snow in accordance with the wool. What does that mean? However warm of a Yid you are, that's how cold Hashem will challenge you. To whatever degree you can not get frozen over and survive. Baruch Gozer and Mekayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu challenges you in accordance with your ability. And Nisayon is to lift you up. Nesla his gnosis, like all the Svarim say. It's like a banner to be waved up high, to be raised up. Hashem wants you to turn, like the Ramban said, the koach el hapoach, to turn the potential into something real. And let's say, because we've all felt at moments in our life we were undergoing a Nisayon that we physically cannot endure. And let's say we analyze, like the Ramak told us, make sure you have a clarity on what the Nisayon is. Don't be tricked. Sarah didn't actually know what she was seeing, and that's why she stumbled in her particular Nisayon. Let's assume I've made a cheshbon, and I know what the Nisayon is, and I still feel, in all honesty, I don't have the physical strength to endure this Nisayon. Why would Hashem give me a Nisayon that I know that I really can't handle? I mamish can't handle it. And you get to the Olam HaEmes after 120 years, with the Taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me Nisayonos I couldn't pass. Even though in the back of your mind the Ramban is saying to you, what do you mean by definition you sound? It means Hashem trusts you that you can pass it. So we turn back to our Rebbe Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok in the Tzidkas HaTzadok on page 13. In Tzidkas HaTzadok Os Mem Gimel, Rav Tzadok says something that's a bit controversial, but he's not the only Tzadok to say such a thing. That in fact there are nisyonos. There are nisyonos that we can't pass. It's not something that we focus on. It's a dangerous piece we're about to learn, because we can very often give up and fall into Yayush under the assumption that I don't have the strength. Again, the standard, the gold standard has to be Baruch Gozer Makayim. If Hashem makes a Gezerah, He gives you the strength to endure. And we have to think of that Baruch from a Baruch of Mezhvush. We have to think of the Ramak. We have to think of the Ramban. But there is a Metzias, says Rav Tzadok, that sometimes there's a Nisayon that you cannot pass. Pa'amim yesh adam omei b'nisayon gadol kokach ad she'i efshar lo shelo yechta. There are situations where you're destined to fail. Kederach she'amru ma'yaseh ben shelo yechta. Like the expression of the Gemara, Brachas Amud Beis, what should the young man do that he shouldn't sin? You sent him up to fail. Uvazehu nechshav ones gamar derachmana patrin. Guess what? You'll get to the Olam HaEmes after 120. And if in fact it was any sign that was bigger than you, you will not be held accountable for it. Now there is such a metzias with some success, but we have to be very, very careful about it. I want you to know that such a thing exists. And sometimes, if you really feel that you gave it your all and you still failed, right, be mechazik yourself with this piece of Tzidkas HaTzadok. But don't live your life with this piece of Tzidkas HaTzadok in your back pocket. Live with the Ramban in your back pocket. Live with the Baruch HaMezhvush in your back pocket. But take this with you for a time of struggle. If you need a little boost of chizuk. Says Rav Tzadok himself, he warns us at the end where it's underlined. You can't say, this is too hard and therefore I give myself a heter to sin. No. No such thing. You have to keep fighting. You have to believe Baruch Gozer Makayim, that if Hashem made a gzera against you, He gave you the tools to overcome. If Hashem gave you tzaras, He gave you the tools to retire yourself. Because again, like the Chofetz Chaim said, Hashem's not going to give tzaras b'zman hazeh, if we're not going to have the means to be retire ourselves. So turn this Rav Tzadok into a tefillah. Don't live with this piece of Tzidkas HaTzadok. Don't say, oh, this, I can tell this Nisayon is too hard, and therefore I'll just be mor hetter, I'll do what I want. Don't live that way. But turn it into a tefillah. If you feel that you've given it your all, and you're still not managing, so say to Hashem, I'm not managing. I'm overwhelmed. Turn it into a tefillah. Call out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu for help. Say, Hashem, I thought you only give this yonos that I can pass, and I can't pass this nisayon. The emes, I can't pass this nisayon. And maybe that's why Hashem gave you this nisayon. Just that you should communicate with Him. On page 14, again from the Sefer Tzemach David, from David of Dinah, the son of the Bnei Yisrael, he says we daven this every single day of our lives. Re'eina v'anyenu. What are we saying to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Re'eina v'anyenu. See how much I'm suffering, Hashem. And see that I can't handle it. And how does it end? Baruch atah Hashem, go El Yisrael. Because when a Jew understands that, again, in accordance with his suffering, there's going to be gula. Don't be broken by your suffering. Don't say my suffering makes, you know, Hashem must be out to get me. No. Re'eina v'anyenu. Call to Hashem. Look at my suffering. Ki'i afshar lanu lispol kishoy hashivud. I can't handle what I'm going through, Hashem. This is an nisayon that I really feel that I can't pass, and I'm being honest about it. V'tachsho machshavos l'kari v'agu'ula yadei. Right? Ayadei ken yirbeva ken yifrot. The same way in Mitzrayim. How do we get out, he says, after 210 years? We were supposed to be there 400 years. The answer is, kasher yanu oso, kinyar bevach in yifrots. Right? That the more they afflicted us, the more populous we became. Turn your tzara into gula. And that's exactly what this bracha in Shimon Esrei is doing on a daily basis. We're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes I feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes urbakai. It's tough, but I'm managing. Sometimes I feel that I'm just broken. So daven to Hashem. Say, Hashem, re'eina v'anyenu. Turn it into a geula. Turn my tzara into a geula. And that itself is a form of saying, Hashem hu Elokim. To realize that the tzara itself is nothing other than a stepping stone to the geula. One of the hardest parts about this whole inyan, that when a person is going through a tzara, right, we don't yet know the end of the story. We don't yet have the answers. And we have a lot of questions. The simplistic question that we began today's share with, which is, if Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, so why is He punishing us? If you love me, Hashem, why are you afflicting me? Right? Why would you give tzaras only to Jews and not to the Goyim? The answer is because, again, tzaras is a bracha in disguise. But along the way, we get frustrated. We don't have all the answers. And we wish we did have all the answers. And sometimes we try to come up with the answers. There's an amazing story that's told in the Yalkut Me'am Lois in Sefer Shoftim. Not Parsha Shoftim, but Sefer Shoftim. Yalkut Me'am Lois was a a massive collection of beautiful ideas from Rishonim, from Midrashim, from obscure Sfarim. It was authored by different people. There's different editions and different parts of the Mamloids. It was written by different people. It's translated into English. They just reprinted it actually with Nekudos, a big 13-volume set on all of Torah. But it was also written on Nach. In the volume on Sefer Shoftim, it tells the following story about a Talmud of Ramban. Umaysa haye b'talmido shel Rambanza. Shechala. The Ramban once had a Talmud who was going through an Yitzhar and he was very ill. His mom is deathly ill. Ubar Ramban Levakra. The Ramban saw that his end was near. Bahalach Labeis Olamo. That this person was reaching the end of his life. Amar lo Shema na bini. As Asher Atzavecha. Please listen carefully to what I'm going to ask of you. Da Sheba Olama Elyon Yesh Heichal Elyon. Vishama Kisos Lemishpa. Vashchina Nitzeves Ba'adas. Know that there are many, many chambers above. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu presides over the Mishpat above. So he says to him, Helecha Kameh, take this little Kameh, take this amulet. Give him a little mezuzah scroll. Take this little thing with you to the Olam Amis. V'dash v'kameyazu yiftachu lecha kol sharei echal shabarkiyah. And using the shameless that I wrote down for you in this little amulet, you'll be able to soar higher and higher to enter into the higher realms. Ajitagil lehechal elyon hazeh. Until you get to that place, so to speak, right before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban says, and I have some big questions that I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer. So, you'll use this to get right up to the king, right up to Melech Malchei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll ask him all of the shailas that are bothering me, things of a very significant matter, pressing matters of Klal Yisrael. And he gave him also b'ksav, the questions to ask. Ubikshu, and he said to him, the Ramban said to him, he wasn't going to tell him, you're basically about to die. So he said, after 120 years, you know, come back to me in a dream and we'll talk. Okay, what happened? Of course, the Talmud passed away. One day the Ramban was sitting. Sitting by the window learning Torah. And all of a sudden he saw the image of his Talmud coming back to tell him, to answer all of the shailas he had on high. The Kameo worked, I was able to access all the higher realms. But the problem was, but when I got to that higher realm, when I stood before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I took the other piece of paper that had all the questions that you, the Heilig Ramban, had given me, nearly miyach kol akushios einon kayemos b'olam emes. None of the questions are questions in the world of truth. I didn't have a question why I died so young. Right? That was one of the questions. But why, Hashem, if you love me, why did you take my life? I didn't have a question anymore. In the world of truth, I don't have any questions. Right? We live in this world, that Amad Shikra, we've got all the questions. I think the Gemara says in Mo'ikata, I think it's on Daf Chafhei, that when Rav Ashi passed away, the Malach came to Rav Ashi and said, you're going to die. So Rav Ashi said, give me a couple of days, I need a chazer. Give me 30 days, I got a chazer over all my learning. Malach Mavis gave him 30 days. So he had time to plan his funeral. Time to plan his own funeral. So the Gemara said that he asked the people, what are you going to say at my husband? He knew he had exactly 30 days. What are you going to say when I die in 30 days? No. So all of the eulogizers, they started saying all these flowery things. He said, no, don't say anything. What did they say in the end? What did they whittle it down to? At the end they said, feel bad for those right who are here and don't feel bad for me. Basically saying what? Don't feel bad for Rav Ashi. Feel bad for us. We're living in the world of concealment. We don't understand why a tzaddik like Rav Ashi had to die when he died. The great Rav Ashi, who helped to codify the Gemara. Right? We feel broken by his loss. A godly like Rav Aaron Lichtenstein passes away. So we're left, right? Rav Rosenzweig described yesterday in his testament, we feel disoriented. Rav Aaron's not disoriented. Rav Azdasham is soaring in the Yeshiva Shalmala. He's in a good place. We don't feel bad for him. We feel bad for ourselves. Why? Because we don't yet know, we don't yet understand how this makes sense. But that's exactly what Rav Tzaddik is telling us. A Jew has to know that the Metzius is that Tzaras is not coming to harm you. We have a Netiya, even the Ramban had a Netiya. We want the answers. We want to know why I'm suffering. Why am I going through this hardship? Eventually you'll get all the answers. But we have to have the humility sometimes to not look to the Shemayim, and to not look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you all the answers. First of all, to realize that in the Shemayim, there are no questions. Right? But more than that, again, to be humble, and to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, and I don't even want to know the answers. I just want to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with honesty and simplicity. It's a funny thing today that we have on page 16 from the Tzemach David. This is the third time we're quoting the Tzemach David, but it's a different Tzemach David. So we're learning two Tzemach Davids today. So we learned the Tzemach David of Dinov from the son of the Bnei Sasser. And this is the Tzemach David from Skolia, the previous Skolia Rebbe, of David Yisrael Isaac Miskolia. In the Akdama to the Sefer, that was put out, a new edition, somewhat recently. So his grandson wrote an introduction. Okay, so we're not actually learning from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac of Skolia, David Yitzchak Isaac of Skolia, we're learning from his grandson, who's actually quoting another tzaddik. But in this Hakdama, he brings an amazing idea. V'kar of the dvarim eile shamati b'shem chacham echad. He's explaining Gemara in Brachos daf lamedalim and beis by the Arab. Maisa Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, shahalach lilmo Torah etzor b'yochanam etzakai. V'chala b'nosha b'yochanam etzakai. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who was a miraculous individual, was learning by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son was sick. Amar lo Chanina beni, he said to Chanina ben Dosa, please daven bikeshalav rachamim to restore my son's health. So what did Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa do? Heiniach rosho bein birkav, he tucked his head between his knees, ubikeshalav racham, he davened for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son, v'chaya, and he was healed. Gevaldik. So he says, b'shem chacham echad, why did Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa have to tuck his head between his knees? Why did he have to like get into that crouched over position in order to daven on behalf of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son? And he gives a beautiful answer. He says, the tzaddikim could raise their heads to the heavens and try to make sense of all sorts of sorrow. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was a miraculous individual. We see throughout Shas all sorts of wild things of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa dafka could have turned his eyes to the heaven, could have seen the mitzias of why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's son was sick, right? And could have decided, I don't need to daven for your son. There's a reason he's sick. It's part of Hashem's plan. And here Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, in his humility, in his concern for his fellow Jew, what did he do? He dafka tucked his head down. He said, I don't want to know what's going on in Shemayim. I'm not going to send a kameya with some questions with my young Talmud who's passing away to ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He dafka had the humility to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing. And if there's a tzara, there's a reason for it. It's a mizbeach hapar. And therefore, we're going to embrace it, and we're not going to try to solve it. We're going to have the humility to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gezeirah against us. With the realization and the absolute belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer u'makayim. And Rabbi Ozai, this is what makes the Jewish people so great. We'll end with this idea. What makes the Jewish people such a great people? What makes the Jewish people so great is that we stand by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side in good times and in bad times. The same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands by our side in good times and bad times. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is the first thing you learn as a kid, and it's the last thing you're going to say before you die. That Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem Hu HaElokim. If the chaz is that, it's not only for Yom Kippur, Hashem Hu HaElokim. Every day of your life, you need to think, what does that mean, Hashem Hu HaElokim? When I was stapling, the stapler, they finally fixed the copy machine, but the stapler is broken again. So as I stapled these copies, each time I stapled, I said, for each staple, I said, Hashem Hu HaElokim. I took the next packet. Hashem Hu HaElokim. I was trying al derech avoda to take today's shiur to heart. Hashem Hu HaElokim, it's a metzias. Hashem is not out to get you. And that's what sets us apart. In the Leket Amar, from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, page 17, 18, and 19 here. It's in the second volume of Leket Amar. He says, tells the story. In Gemara in Sanhedrin, I'll just paraphrase because the hour is late. Bottom of page 17. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that when the Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha threw Hanani, Mishael, Azariah into the Kivshon Eish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the Yechezkel, and he asked him to Mechai Mason, and he stood the Mason before Nebuchadnezzar, and Nebuchadnezzar said, wow, this is the power of Torah. Look at the power of the Jewish people. Nebuchadnezzar said, was about to start singing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the praises were going to be so great, says the Gemara, that they would have put Sefer Tehillim to shame. That's how powerful Nebuchadnezzar's tfilos would have been at that moment. That means a Jew would be sitting at the Kotel today, right? And he picks up a little sefer from Nebuchadnezzar and starts reciting it. Right? Forget the Tehillim of Ne'im Zimras Yisrael David HaMelech. What happened? A malach came and slapped Nebuchadnezzar across the face and said, don't you dare put David HaMelech still in the shame. So says Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, why? If Nebuchadnezzar has the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let him say it. He writes, on page, what page are we on here? 18, second paragraph. Ulechor yesh lahavin. V'chin esiyas panim yesh kan? Umali. Right, what would be so bad if he makes a bizayon at a sefer tilim? If tilim becomes a ganai compared to the, right? It's worthless compared to Nebuchadnezzar's praise. Harei hu mar b'vashimcho shal kodesh baruch hu. Kodesh baruch hu, you're showing favor to Zemir. Madua satro ha-malach al-piv shiyishto. Why did the malach slap him across the face to silence him? Let him make a bizayon out of David HaMelech's Tehillim. For the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why not? ובפרט שהשבח מגיע ממלך אדיר ממלכי האומות העולם, let a great king like Nebuchadnezzar to be chosen b'tshuva in this way, to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the answer? In the third paragraph, El hevdo gadol v'yesodi yesh bein shvachav shal David HaMelech Yisrael lebein osan shal Nebuchadnezzar. Ki David HaMelech al v'shalom ne'im z'yos Yisrael. How was Tehillim written? When was Tehillim written? When was Tehillim written? We saw in Sichas Aran. When was Tehillim written? When David was lying in bed crying under his covers. Tehillim was written from a broken place. Hayim ha'alel m'shaveach hasboro lo rak b'yom shal simcha v'yeshua el agam b'yimei tzar matzok. The beauty of Tehillim is that what? That David HaMelech was singing the praise of Hashem in good times and bad times. And that's the Klal Yisrael perspective, to realize that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is afflicting me, it's not because Hashem hates me. It's because Hashem wants me to become David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. He's helping me to become the greatest of Jewish kings. He's helping me to bring Mashiach, to create a line that will bring Mashiach. Because I stand by a Kadosh Baruch Hu and I recognize Hashem Be'etzem who He is, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Turn to page 19. He concludes with a vart from the Kotzker. He says, why did the Malach come and slap him on the face? It wasn't that he was just trying to silence him. This is a great Kotzker vart. The Kotzker says, he slapped him on the face to say, you still want to praise Hashem? I'll slap you around a little bit. You still want to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Are you on the Madrega of David HaMelech? When you get slapped, you still want to talk about the Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's a Kotzker vart for you. Right? But again, that's Klal Yisrael's greatness. To always be able, in all situations, no matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us, in good times and bad, to be mature enough to look past it. Not to try to look to the heavens and try to figure out an answer. But to realize that all the suffering of Jewish history is purposeful. And our Bosai, if we're hurting more than ever, it's a simon that we're getting closer and closer to the end. I just found this week a Medrash in Tehillim, on page 20. Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. Medrash Tehillim in Mizmor Chaf says the following mashal. Mashal la'avu ben chayim ha'alchen v'derech. A father and a son were walking along the road, and the son was growing weary, and he's getting tired. And he says, Dad, Ba'omar, Lav, Heichan huya medina. When are we going to be there already? So his father says to him, Amar lo, b'ni, simin zeh yeh biyadecha. Take the following sign. How do you know when you're getting close? Im ra'isa beis ha'kvaros lefanecha. If you see the cemetery, that's a sign that what? That you've reached the edge of town. Harehi medina krovalecha. You should know that the city is close by. So says the Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. Kach amar lev Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. If you feel like you're dying, if you feel like you're buried, if you feel like the weight of the galus is too much to bear, and reisim et asaros shetachvu eschem, ba'os hashah atem negalim. If you've made it to the cemetery, if you've hit rock bottom, that's a sign that what? That the city, the warm hotel that awaits you in the city, is right around the bend. It's mamish mamish right around the corner. And I want to end. This should be L'Rafua Shlema, my good friend. I met a fellow, I think I told you about him once or twice. A guy from Lakewood, who was just finishing up, hopefully, treatment. I just ran into him the other day. He gave me a beautiful kuntris of some Divrei Torah that he printed. And in the Akdama, he quotes a piece from the Berdit Shiver in Parshas Lech Lecha. And it's such a fitting piece for a person who is going through the Tzara that he's going through. He's still mamish in the Tzara. But it's such a strong piece from the Berdit Shiver, explaining how everything ends good. It's all good in the end. Hashem is not trying to get us. It always ends in a positive way. We may not have the eyes to see it. Maybe not in this world. But you have to know that it ends. It always ends. Hashem hu Elokim. It ends on the Hashem. What looked like Elokim was really Hashem. Vayomer ani Hashem. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Vayera. But Pasuk, the bottom right hand corner. Ve'eschal goy gadol. Hashem says to Avram, I'll make you a great nation. Says the Gemara in Pesachim. Ve'eschal goy gadol zesho Avram Elokei Avram. That's what we say, okay, Yaakov. Yachal Yuchosim Bekula. Maybe the bracha of Shemona Esrei ends, right? Magain Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. No, how do we end the bracha? The Hayei bracha, says the pasuk. Becha Chosmin Velo Behem. Avram, you get to be the bracha at the end. Says the Berdit Shiver. What was the mid of Avram? What was the mid of Yitzchak? What was the mid of Yaakov? The mid of Avram is the mid of Chesed. Becha Chosmin, says the Berdit Shiver. Means that we end with chesed. It ends good. In the end, it's chesed. When you're going through it, it might be gvura, it might be a little bit, it might be a teferes, it might be a little bit good, a little bit bad, it's a struggle. But b'cha chos, when we end with Avram, says the Berdit Shiver, what does it mean? We end with the mida of chesed. In the end, we realize that even the most difficult moments of our life were a bracha in disguise. And I'll end with the Maaser, Moshe Sher, who was the leader of the Gudas Yisrael in America, an amazing, amazing leader, lay leader. It shows a person what a person can accomplish just by caring so much about Klal Yisrael. So at one point there was a terrible piece of law that was being discussed in the United States, which would have harmed Orthodox Jews very badly. And Rav Moshe Scherer was one of the people leading the campaign against it to try to repeal this gezeirah, because he believed Baruch Gozer Mekayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu can get us through this. And he was also, with tremendous effort, he was able to get the U.S. government to actually repeal this law. So people said to him, where do you get your strength from? Where do you draw that spirit of perseverance from? So he said, I get it from my mother. And he told the following story. He said, when I was a little kid, he said, there was one point I had this burning fever. It was mamish succumbus to fascius. And my family was exceptionally poor, and we couldn't afford medicine. So my mother scrapped together a couple of pennies, whatever she had. She ran to the pharmacy, and she came, and the head pharmacist wasn't there. One of his assistants was there, and she starts begging this young person. She said, please, my son is burning up. If I don't get some medicine, my child's going to die. She said, this is all I have to offer. Please give me like a little something. And he had Rachmanis on her, and he gave her some medicine. And it was a glass jar in a brown paper bag. And she starts racing home to get home to administer the medicine to her son, little Moshe Scherer, as a young boy, as quickly as she can. As she's running home, she trips on a rock, and the glass jar goes flying out of her hand, and it shatters, and the medicine is lost. And she said it was one of those broken moments, and she said, that's it. This is it. It's it. Hashem wants my son to die. It's too much. But then she decided, I'm going to pick myself up. She went back to the pharmacy, and she picked up the broken pieces of glass, and she put them back in the bag, and she went back crying. And when she got back, the pharmacist was back from his lunch break. And she says, please, look, this is what your assistant gave me. This, he had Rachmanis on me, and I was running home, and I tripped. And the pharmacist looks at it, and he says, this is not the right medicine. This could have killed your son. This could have killed your son. He says, my assistant gave me the wrong thing. This could have finished him off. And the pharmacist gave her the proper medicine. He apologized profusely, gave her even more, gave her extra, because he felt so bad. And she was able to go home, and she was able to give him the medicine, and the fever broke, and Baruch Shem Yad Refuah Shleimah. He said, I learned from my mother that day that even the most broken moments of her life, the biggest saras, the biggest onesh, is really a bracha disguise. Now my whole house, right, is afflicted with saras. Break open those walls, like the Tzemach David said, and you'll find the treasure inside. So Mirza Shem, we should have the maturity. Again, it's very much a hemshech what we spoke about last week. A lot of tainus against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But in Mirza Shem, we should have the maturity and the strength of spirit to realize that when Hashem brings you to an onesh, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you an son, it's because He believes in you. Hashem is a tzaddik yivchan, like it says in Tehillim. Hashem tests you because He believes that you could be a tzaddik. And don't for a second think that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is out to get you. If you're a Rasha, Hashem wouldn't bother with you. He would turn His back on you and walk away. So Mirza Shem, we should all be zochet to overcome all of our nisyonos. And again, I think we could all say after 2,000 years of Golas, we're holding by the cemetery, which means that the city of Yerushalayim, Habenuya, is not too far behind. We should be zochet to see it in Meir B'Aminu.